Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature Motown artists with some of their great slow songs. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, The Spinners, Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, Michael Jackson, Jermaine Jackson, Lionel Richie, and Al Green. Well, first up this half hour, Marvin Gaye with the number one song, Let's Get It On. Well, Marvin Gaye was introduced to Berry Gordy through Berry Gordy's sister Anna, who Marvin later married. Well, Berry first heard Marvin sing at a party held at a Detroit nightclub, and he knew there was great potential, so he signed him to the Motown label. Well, during Marvin's tenure at Motown, Marvin had 34 chart singles on his own. He had 15 more in duets with four different Motown female stars over an 11-year period. With Mary Wells, he had a double-sided hit in 1964, which started his duet performances. Well, Marvin's reputation as a singles artist was assured in the 1960s, and he made his mark as an album artist with his eloquent 1971 LP about social issues entitled What's Going On. That album produced three hit singles, the title track, Mercy, Mercy Me, and Inner City Blues. Well, Marvin had moved from singing about war, the ghetto, and the environment to an erotic, sensual celebration of sex. Here he is with Let's Get It On, right here on Motown Memories.
Come on, darling. HET explodes our memories with Tom Fallon.
You're breaking my heart, taking my sunshine away, knowing that I'm to blame. Darling, there's nothing that I can say. Darling, I've got to try, 'cause in my heart I know that I'll always love you. I'll always love you, baby. Darling, it's how my love, no matter where you go.
I'll always love you, baby. I'll always love you, baby.
Sometimes a man has too much pride to see, but losing your love, my darling, has opened my eyes for me. Darling, your going away hurts me more and more each day. I'll always love you, I'll always love you, baby.
If I could feel her warm embrace, see her.
Motown memory from Smokey Robinson, Just to See Her. They reached number 8 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1987. Before that, The Spinners with I'll Always Love You, number 35 from 65. And we started with Marvin's Let's Get It On, number 1 from 1973. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown artists with some of their slow songs. Well, coming up, perhaps the signature tune from The Temptations and their first number 1 song from 1965, My Girl. Well, the Miracles and the Temptations were appearing together at the Apollo Theater in Harlem when Smokey recorded the rhythm track for My Girl. It was a song he intended to record with his own group, but the Temptations heard it and pleaded with Smokey to cut the song for them. Smokey finally agreed and rehearsed the group for a week in their top floor dressing room. They returned to Detroit and recorded My Girl on December 22, 1964. Well, the single debuted on Billboard's Hot 100 charts on January 16, 1965 at number 76, and it went to number 1 on March 6. Smokey wrote and produced 4 more hits for The Temptations before turning over the reins to Norman Whitfield, who would produce 3 more number 1 singles for The Temptations over the next 6 years. Well, here are The Temptations with My Girl, right here on Motown Memories.
Come
Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
You're my love, you're my angel, you're the girl of my dreams. I like to thank you for waiting patiently. Yeah, yeah. Daddy's home, your daddy's home to stay.
Jermaine Jackson with his only top 40 song in the 1970s. That was Daddy's Home, a remake from Shemp and the Light and Light, his tune from the 1950s, and that reached number 9 from 1973. Before that, Michael Jackson's first number 1 song, Ben, from the movie of the same name, reaching number 1 from 1972 while he was still a member of the Jackson 5, and we started with My Girl by the Temptations, number 1 from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown artists with some of their slow songs. Well, coming up, a number one song from Lionel Richie, Hello. Well, on approaching his first solo album after leaving the Commodores, Lionel heeded advice Berry Gordy Jr. gave the Commodores when they first signed with Motown. Lionel told a reporter in 1982 that, quote, Berry said, listen, take 3 steps back and develop a following. And then once you get someone listening to your music, then you can take them anywhere you want to take them. Well, Lionel did just that. The singer-songwriter stayed within the acceptable confines of the Commodores sound, but still established himself as a distinct solo artist. The artist's first single hit number 1 with a song called Truly and confirmed Richie's status as an individual. Lionel further recalled in 1982 that, quote, if you can imagine a Commodores album session and every guy brings in 10 songs, someone's got to be first and someone's got to be the last person to present the songs. Normally, everyone would bring in an up-tempo song, and I'd always say this album needs one slow song, and that's how the slow songs came into play. Well, here is Hello, Lionel Richie, right here on Motown Memories.
I've been alone with you inside my mind, and in my dreams I've kissed your lips 1,000 times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your I should know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you. Sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying,
well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. For the entire hour, we featured some great Motown artists with some of their slow songs. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this hour of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.